An instant classic.
Anyway.
Did you guys play this on Friday?
We played it Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Yeah.
The day before surgery. Centered in.
Yeah. And Jason Santos listened to it going, what's happening here right now?
You've never heard a parody about cancer before, Jason Santos? Do you not know our show? It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1, streaming on the Odyssey app. Kennedy is back from her surgery on Thursday. Good to have you back.
It's good to be back.
So tell us about Thursday. How did that go, and how are you feeling today now that it's done?
Like, everything went so well. I feel very lucky and blessed and all of these things. I've never had surgery before, so this was, you know, kind of a first for me. And, you know, I truly have been so busy that I really hadn't put a whole heck of a lot of thought into it, as we had discussed a lot last week.
Yeah.
And so Mr. X flew in late Wednesday night so that he could take me. I had my surgery. I had to report in Thursday morning, 7:45. And, you know, they take you back. They do a bunch of testings. They, you know, 14 people ask you the same 5 questions just to make sure.
What's your date of birth?
Just to be sure. It's important to be sure.
Sure they're cutting the right person.
And the right spot. And so all of that is important. And then my surgeon came in, and I had a thing called a seed placement done last week, which is where they put something in there that's sort of like a GPS device, and it'll beep when the surgical device is over top of it. So she came in to check that out, make sure I was beeping, and I was making jokes about stealing stuff from Target. And, you know, I was just trying to make the people laugh. And I think they weren't quite used to that. People making them laugh.
I was listening,
getting ready for surgery and stuff, you know. But
I was listening to our show when I was gone on vacation, and it was some of the best of stuff. And it was when you had your diagnosis for ADHD.
Oh, sure. That's
and,
a goodie.
And one of the things that you said, that the doctor said about that test, was that when you were in awkward situations,
you
deflect with humor.
And, you know, that's what I said to them. I go, just FYI, I deflect with humor. That's what we're doing today. You know.
Where did the surgery happen?
It was at Beth Israel in Needham.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know everybody's names because I was introduced to so many people at the same time. And then you go have surgery and you kind of forget everything. You time travel for a while. But I just want to thank every person who touched my life that day. So if you were in the surgical pavilion on Thursday morning, 7:45 until around noon, that was in there, thank you. You know, from the people who got me in there and made sure I had warm blankets, to the anesthesia team who checked in with me, to my surgeon. She was so funny. She came over and she was like, she had to, like, you know, check out the area and make sure everything was working, and then she has to sign it. You're my boo, because just to make sure that's everybody knows that's the one. And before
just like afterwards.
And I was like,
it's like an artist after they finish their portrait,
right? Just so they know who did this great work.
Was like, this isn't going to be as cool as your other tattoos, but and then she was sort of like, you know, cosmetically deciding, you know, where is she going to make the cut and this and that and the other thing. And and then she said, oh, what do you want to listen to in the, you know, during surgery? And I was like, well, Doc, I'm an 80s girl. And she goes, yes, me too. And they hate it when I do that. So I was like, yay me.
You should have said Mix 104.1. Then I would have heard
not.
You're the best of
absolutely
while they were doing
not.
Surgery on you.
The last thing I need to hear is my own voice. Thank you. But so I don't remember any of that, obviously. And then so the anesthesia gal was like, okay, I'm just going to give you a little Valium here. And I was like, okay, cool. Do love that Valium. And then I was like, that was fun. And I looked at her and she nodded, and that's the last thing I remember. And then I woke up from the surgery, and I was like opening my eyes, and somebody was there, and they're like, how you doing? I'm like, I'm good. And then I immediately started crying, because why not? I'm like, why am I crying, you guys? Why am I crying? And they're like, this is very natural from anesthesia. Sometimes, you know, it makes you cry. Don't worry about it. I'm like, yeah, you don't understand. If I start, we might not stop.
No Charlie bit my finger moment?
No.
Did Mr. X have the video camera out?
No, he couldn't be there until I was awake.
Oh, okay.
Until they brought me out. He didn't come in. So no, Charlie bit my finger, mom. But I wasn't under general anesthesia, so I was fortunate in that as well. And then, you know, they just wheel you out in the wheelchair when you're strong enough to stand and, like, mm-hmm. go to the bathroom on your own, and then you can change, and then they take you out. And I was wearing my Melvin shirt.
Yeah, what was that about? I missed that.
So one of my college girlfriends, I'm in a chat group with six girls I went to college with. Three of us have been diagnosed with cancer in the past 2 years, which absolute insanity. And so one of them, the funniest of all, Julie, decided it needed a name. And she had three names. And I was like, Melvin sounds about right. Mm-hmm. And she goes, yeah, I think I dated Melvin in college. I didn't like him. I can smell him from here. We don't like him. Uh-huh. So Melvin is his name. And so now Melvin is no more. He has been evicted.
And how are we feeling now that Melvin has been evicted from the premises?
Good, good. It was, I think I try, as I do, I try to do too much too fast. I felt like because it was outpatient, and I felt like because I woke up on Friday feeling kind of better, and, you know, I had made plans with our good friend Chef Nick to go up to the Colonnade pool and get, like, in a cabana and just, you know, let the sunshine heal. You know, you don't have to do anything but sit on the couch, and Mr. X could work from there. Mm-hmm. And so we just kind of sat there for a few hours, and then I think we went and got something to eat, and then by that night, I was like, I probably shouldn't have done any of this, mm-hmm. or at least only one thing. And so Saturday was kind of a blur to me. I don't really remember Saturday much. I slept a whole lot on Saturday and actually had to take, like, one of the pain meds they gave me, which I wasn't planning on doing. Mm-hmm. And then Sunday, I think we went to try and walk around the mall just to get out of the house. I wanted to walk a little bit. And then Monday, I was not.
What is the next step for you then?
So on, let me check my schedule. So on not this Thursday, but next Thursday, I have a checkup with my surgeon, and they'll just make sure that all of the incision
is healing properly.
And then on Monday, the 16th, I have an appointment with my oncologist where we'll discuss the radiation, and then I'll start that. I do that for 4 weeks, 5 days a week.
You go 5 days a week.
Yeah, and then I'll be done with all that, and then I take that one pill for 5 years because mm-hmm. I have the estrogen uptakes.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at.
The tamoxifen?
That's it.
Yeah, that's what Lana takes.
Yep.
I think she's about 3 years in now.
Yeah, so Lana and I had very similar experiences. She had to have lymph nodes done, and I did not, and I'm really grateful about that. Because mm-hmm. That would have been a little more painful from my understanding. But I feel pretty good. Yesterday I was so sick, I couldn't take any pain meds. So, I couldn't take the Aleve or the Tylenol or any of it because I was so sick. So, a little pain this morning, but nothing.
Good to have you back.
It's really good.
You look great.
Be back. Thank you. It's really good to be back. I'm happy it's gone. I'm happy. You know, I'll know more. You know, if they got all the margins and all of mm-hmm. that stuff.
Do you feel any lighter emotionally now that he's out of your body?
I guess. You know, I guess I'll know better once I have the checkup, just to make sure mm-hmm. if they don't, like, have to go back in case they missed anything. But
I think it's something you're going to live with, though, for a long time.
Sure.
And that's okay.
And I think I'm going to cry now. Like, yesterday was so hard. I was so sick. And one of my girlfriends texted me, and she goes, you know, there's this thing called, like, surgery depression or something along these lines, mm-hmm. where for whatever the reason, after you have something kind of major done, and it makes perfect sense to me that after you have something kind of major done that, you know, sit and you reflect with it a little bit, and it gives you some time to whatever, so, and that it can affect all parts of you. And so, you know, perhaps that's what... Mm-hmm. You know, my stomach did. So we took some anti-anxiety meds. We moved through it. And so here we are. But
right.
But yeah, you know, I'm glad it's over. I'm glad that part of it is over. I'm a little scared of the radiation part of it. But
yeah,
I think...
That's normal.
I think I'm grateful I don't have to do chemo. So very grateful because mm-hmm. I know so many people who have. And I'm grateful that I don't have to do that part. But
and grateful that you're here in Boston.
Grateful
I mean,
that
I say
here.
That all the time with Lana. With her treatment and
yep.
her mom when she went through her treatment.
Yep.
I mean, the
yep.
healthcare in this town.
Yeah, just to be.
Is the best.
Yeah. So, and I'm just my entire team that was there that day. Mm-hmm. I just want to say thank you too because you just made me feel just, you know, not like a number or mm-hmm. just a whatever, that I was a human being going through something, and it meant a lot.
Well, thank God you're back. We're a rudderless ship without you.
Guys, it was just a day.
Felt like a year.
All right, it's enough of that. We got to give away Post Malone tickets.
Let's go.
Back to work with you.
Let's go.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.